The bill would provide a path to citizenship and make it easier for U.S. companies to hire foreign workers. But 10 Republicans in the Georgia State Senate say before a pathway to citizenship can be addressed, the bill needs to focus on securing borders. Republican State Senator Josh McCoon represents Columbus.
This is not just a question of immigration policy, it's a question of homeland defense. And if we're unable to prevent unauthorized access into and out of our country, we're really leaving open a serious vulnerability to terrorism.
He's one of the 10 who sent a letter to U.S. Senators Johnny Isaacson and Saxby Chambliss urging a no vote. McCoon says the bill would also have large financial costs on Georgia, and the issues on immigration should be tackled separately.
So what we are talking about is a massive unfunded mandate from the federal government if we just willy-nilly pass some omnibus piece of legislation.
But Democratic State Senator Kurt Thompson, who represents Tucker, disagrees.
The problem, if you do that, then you're basically saying you never want to deal with anything that will rectify the situation for the 11 million undocumented or illegal immigrants here in this country.
Thompson says instead of costing the state, the bill would help Georgia businesses who rely on immigrant employees.
I think it's necessary for the economy, it's necessary for business, it's necessary to bring folks out of the shadows.
Both Senators Isaacson and Chambliss voted to begin debate. However, both have not said how they'll vote on the bill. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.